Shabbat Shalom.
May we all enjoy this day of Sabbath rest and Sabbath peace. Today's Torah portion is Bo. Finally, one I can pronounce properly. Bo means go, and it's found in Exodus 10:1 through 13:16. God instructed Moses to go in unto Pharaoh. God had hardened Pharaoh's heart and the hearts of Pharaoh's servants. It would have been so much easier if God had just softened Pharaoh's heart. Moses could have then have said, how about letting my people go? And Pharaoh could have replied, sure, go ahead, have a nice trip. But everything God does and says has a purpose. God wanted us to learn a very valuable lesson. He wanted us to rely on him. He wanted us to use this long-ago miracle to teach our children and our grandchildren about God's power and his love for us, and to teach us to listen and to obey him. The other part of the lesson could only be learned firsthand as the people experienced the effects of the water turned to blood, of frogs swarming their houses, and of lice covering their bodies. There is no testimony without tests. A vibrant, passionate, and authentic walk with the Lord does not come from secondhand theology. It only comes from the things we experience personally. The plague of locusts got through to Pharaoh's advisors. They saw their land completely destroyed by locusts. The bugs ate everything that was not destroyed by the hail. His advisors begged Pharaoh to let the men go. I wish I had had the insight on this plague 20 years ago. My mom and my stepdad, Kenny, lived in an extremely remote place in eastern Nevada. They bought their land for $100 an acre, and it was nothing but sand, rocks, sagebrush, rattlesnakes, and scorpions. Over time, they planted a little orchard and a big lawn and flowers and a garden. And it was a little oasis in the desert, and it was possible because of an 800-foot deep well that provided them with good water. One year, they started noticing some weird bugs that looked like grasshoppers with a hard shell like beetles and wings, and they tried to get rid of them, but the more they tried to kill them off, the more they came. The bugs ate every growing thing except the sagebrush. They flew into the house, and they were in their bedding and in their clothes and in their food. And they covered the roads and became a dangerous, slippery mess. You couldn't see to drive because there were so many of them. Mom and Kenny tried to get the Department of Agriculture to help, but their land was so poor that Nevada's government didn't care. The bugs left as quickly as they came, just like they did in our Torah portion. Maybe they should have done like John the Baptist and eaten them with a little honey. Pharaoh's advisors said, let the men go. Our land is already destroyed. But different people can hear the same thing differently than other people hear it. The advisors said, let the men go. While Pharaoh heard, let the men go. He knew that if he only let the men go, they would soon return to collect their families. Moses knew this, and he wouldn't compromise, because it wasn't a matter of just the men serving God. It was a matter of their entire family serving them together. Exodus 12 speaks about the Passover, the final event or plague used by God to force Pharaoh to let the people go. Pharaoh had heard God's word before, but neither hail nor locusts, flies, nor lice, nor frogs, nor darkness would soften his heart. God had no other recourse than to deliver the knockout punch, which would finally force Pharaoh to say, go. The Passover is a lesson to us. It's a foretelling of Yeshua's coming. It's a parable to cause us to think. In Exodus 4:22, God instructs Moses, then you shall say to Pharaoh, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And then he goes on to direct the Jews how to be protected from the plague. He told them to take a perfect lamb and sacrifice it and put the blood on their doorpost to cause the death to pass by their homes. This foretold of Yeshua's blood and his sacrifice, saving us from losing our lives to sin and to Satan. God told them to eat the flesh of the sacrificed lamb. On this side of Yeshua's resurrection, we understand that we have to absorb, we have to assimilate Jesus into our lives, to allow him to rule and reign from within us. Communion's a picture of that ritual, just as Passover was and is a picture from a long time ago. The lamb that was roasted with fire as a foretelling of what was to come when Yeshua was hung upon the cross. God hurled upon his own son the fire of his wrath that he should have hurled upon me. The children of Israel were told to consume the lamb in one sitting. There were to be no leftovers. Just as when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't say, "To be continued." He said, "It is finished." And there was nothing left to be accomplished. The work was complete, and it still is. Human beings don't learn well. We can't just open a book and learn something life-changing or hear the silent voice of God in our heads when we're trying to go to sleep and change our lives or our lifestyles like we should. Human beings learn better by experiencing things. That is why God directed us to continue to celebrate the salvation he gave us at Passover. Only now, it's the doorposts of our heart that we cover with Yeshua's precious blood. He is the perfect lamb that was sacrificed to save us from eternal death and destruction. Our God protects us so simply. He gives us no excuse to avoid obeying him. He said to put the lamb's blood on the doorposts, and some of the people did that, and they were saved. Some people didn't obey him. They lost their firstborn. Some of us obey him and accept the wonderful miracle of salvation and eternal life. Some don't, and they lose so much. They lose eternal life in his kingdom, the one he has prepared for us. And he made it so simple for us. Accept the perfect gift. Believe that Yeshua's blood saves us forever. Confess our sins to him. We know that we could never do enough to be forgiven on our own. Jesus is the only way. Lord, we accept you into our hearts and lives. We believe in you, that you are the only path to glory. We are all sinners, and we praise you and thank you for coming and taking our sins upon yourself. In your precious name, Yeshua. Amen. Shabbat shalom.